Hey, I'm Brock with Brock Entertainment, and this is the I Do IQ podcast, where each and every week we're going to be discussing the latest in wedding and event trends. And in the end, you will have the best wedding and event experience ever. This is the I Do IQ podcast. Let's begin. Welcome back to the I Do IQ podcast. It is Brock here. Another week, another show. Brittany Bloom in the house.
Hello, hello.
Just getting ready to finish this list of 75. This is the third episode on this. We're going to finish it today. 75 unique wedding ideas to wow your guests, according to brides.com. Some of this list we agree with. Some of it, personal opinion. Yeah. No, no thanks. Yeah. We'll kick it off with 46 because we got, 30 more? Get personal.
Yes. I feel like that's a given, though.
Yeah, help wedding guests get to know you and your partner by creating a cute infographic of your relationship. I do like that.
I think it's cute.
That is cool.
I think it's easily missed, but I do think it's cute.
Yeah, easily missed.
Yeah. 47, give your vows center stage. You were talking about this as part
as
of the last.
Wedding.
As like a fairy tale wedding, and it like rolled out at the ceremony. That's really cool.
But that couple's divorced, remember?
Yeah. Not the best idea.
So, but that is really cool.
Yeah. This picture, it's like the runners or a long piece of parchment. Right. I don't know. It's very neat.
With the wedding vows, but that's a lot of work for you.
That is.
Because on this one, it's handwritten.
My handwriting ain't that pretty. So. That also means you cannot be a procrastinator in writing your vows.
That's
you would
true.
Have to know what you're going to say prior to that.
Yes.
So just
personalize the
it.
Bridesmaids' bouquets. I like this because
I think it's cute.
In this picture, they all have a different flower.
Yeah, I think it's really cute. Personalize it to maybe their favorite flower or like what fits their personalities. But yeah, I know I like it.
Send guests home with a snack.
Always late night snacks. Always your guests are still going to be hungry.
I do like that. I've had weddings where the late night snack arrived a little too late.
Yeah, you don't want to do like 10 o'clock.
It's no, like the guests were leaving.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because they just forgot.
So if you're doing dinner around like 5 or 6, think about in the next few hours, I would say around 8:39, having a late night snack.
Yeah, I like that. What's your go-to late night snack?
I think cookies and milk is always great. French fries. Sometimes people do pizza.
I've had tacos from Taco Bell.
Burritos. Bell. We've done that. Yeah.
Give them gas on their way home. Instead
done,
of there at the
oh,
night.
Oh, we've up. Done, what was it? Chick-fil-A, maybe?
I like that.
I think it was brought in. Yeah.
The deal
neat.
With fries, though.
Is when they're cold,
they
they're
get
not
cold.
As good.
They get cold. I don't, yeah. You got to get something
we
that's still good.
We had a french fry truck for one. It was,
that's good.
That was cool.
Hey, grab some french fries on your way out. Yeah. Hot and fresh.
Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise,
really
I don't
neat.
Want it. I don't
I
want none
it.
Of that. We're at number 50.
Okay.
No, surprise them with treats in their hotel room. So
again, this is like if you have the money to do this.
For your guests. Yeah.
Yeah.
For my wedding, Ashton and I, we went to our hotel room. We stayed at 21C.
Ooh.
And for our wedding night. And my best girlfriend, Marcy, who was my old radio host, her and her husband had went over to our hotel room and left a basket of goodies.
Aww.
Had food, had toys, had food, had more toys. You know, good stuff.
Good
lingerie
stuff.
Was in there. All the fun stuff.
Aww.
Yeah. And it was just sitting there waiting for us. We're like, what is this?
That's
so
sweet.
Cool. 51, bring escort cards to the next level.
I'm on board for this.
What is an escort card?
So an escort card is when you have designated seating at your tables, which you can still do via just like a seating chart. But we typically use escort cards when we're doing a plated meal and you have to designate who is eating what to help out with catering.
That is really good. Yes.
Yes. So getting creative with it, I think it's great because like you get bored of seeing just the same old like paper fold every day.
Yeah.
So making it fun. We've done a champagne wall. I think I talked about this already where we had like a little card in it and it had your name and your table number. So that was really fun. What else have we done? Calligraphy on mirrors. Is
That's cool
great.
Too. Yeah.
We've done keychains. We've done little keys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got it all out. Look
we've
at you,
got,
Britt.
We've got a bunch of different stuff.
52, be bold with color.
I mean, I love color.
Don't use just the usual color scheme. Be bold. I would love that too. I love more colors, the better.
Yeah.
Like I loved rainbows before rainbows were cool. Right? You're like, oh, you're really into rainbows.
Here's the thing. There's something about an all-white wedding that's absolutely stunning and beautiful. And I love them. But I really love color, too. Like, I'm clearly a loud and bubbly person. Like, my house, we have a ton of green in our house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my bedroom is like this brilliant dark green. Mm.
So you know who would like your house?
Who?
The lady from Fixer to Fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Mars.
Mars, Jenny Mars.
Jenny Mars. She loves green. In every
green's
episode,
my favorite color.
There's green somewhere in the house.
Green
the
is my absolute favorite.
Yeah, she loves it. Mm-hmm. Find inspiration in family photos.
I don't know about this one. I'm reading the thing. Chat it over with your photographer. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay. So like remaking a moment from like a parent's wedding or something. I think that's cute.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't think it's necessary. And nobody else is going to see it except for you.
Use a large sign for heartfelt messages.
Nobody's going to read it.
No.
It's just not.
It will be overlooked.
Okay, I want to read this one, though, because I wanted your reaction. Enlist your best man as MC.
As an MC.
Yeah.
Have your best man MC a trivia quiz about the two of you. So if you have a DJ that doesn't host and doesn't talk on the mic, yes. And
but
unfortunately,
that's not the DJ you want.
There is a lot of DJs like that.
I can't stand that.
That's why I get questions a lot. Hey, do you guys host as well? I'm like, or MC? Like, That's one of the main parts of a DJ's job.
That's what a DJ does.
And if a DJ doesn't do that, be weary of that DJ.
Agreed. I agree.
Because that is just part of the job.
Yep.
That's why with Brock Entertainment, that's what we do better than anyone else, in my opinion. And
no bias.
Most of the guys that want to be on the team, if they can't host and are not comfortable on a mic,
they do not
make the team.
No, I agree.
And then I'll see them go out and work for other companies. Like, okay, that's fine.
Like, great, have fun.
But it's not going to be the same experience.
Yep.
Just trust me, mm-hmm. You know.
I'm
from
with
you. Having done weddings and for you having seen other DJs, not us, do weddings. And you're mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. it's pulling teeth to just get them to introduce or tell people it's time to get food or
yep.
cut the cake.
Yeah.
It's, hey, everybody, it's time to cut the cake.
And I'm like, can you speak it up, please?
Yeah,
can we turn it
you.
Up? Can we do that?
Yeah. I don't talk on the mic. Then what do you do?
Exactly.
Anybody can just play music. All right.
Yeah.
That's my rant.
All right.
56, design a different seating arrangement.
All
I talked about
it.
This last
All
episode.
All for it.
The spiral, super cool. It wouldn't work for like 100 people, but a smaller wedding.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
So cool. And there's so many different ways that you can do this. It does not have to be the traditional, like everybody facing front. We've done people facing the aisle. We've done semicircles. I mean, there's so many different
this
ways
picture
of doing this.
It's a round circle.
I like it. Yeah, I'm here for it. Get silly with your seating chart. I feel like we just talked about this.
They have pictures from people's socials up there.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
Cool. Definitely a DIY thing, though.
Send an unexpected love letter.
I like it.
I like this one. It's written on
the shoe.
The groom's sole of a shoe.
Yeah.
That is cool.
That's cute.
Serve a family style meal.
That is new and it's coming back into trend. And I'm excited. Nobody in Arkansas is doing it yet except for my go-to Vibrant Occasions.
Vibrant Occasions?
Uh-huh. They're down in Little Rock.
Oh. Okay.
You're like, oh.
You know what? I bet.
They come up here, though. They come up here
a
lot.
The sous chef would do it.
I bet he would do it, too. Yeah. Justin, yeah.
They would do that.
Yeah, but you have to have the right, like, serving ware, too.
Right.
Because something too heavy, and I know this because I had a conversation with the owners of Vibrant the other day about it, but having, like, the glassware that you typically think of with family style, the older generation...
Can't pick it up.
They can't. It's too heavy for them to pass around.
That's a good point.
So you can't do that. So you have to have the lighter stuff, and then also you have to be very wary of your seating arrangements and, like, how much space you have on the table and all of that. So things to think about.
Oh, that is really good to think about. Build a bow tie bar. That is cool.
I like it.
That wouldn't be cheap.
I know,
but that
I keep saying
cool.
that, but it's neat. Like, I've never
that's
seen
a
anything
wow
like that. Yeah, that's definitely a wow factor. Give your pet a grand entrance.
Seen that at a lot of weddings.
Yeah, love it, though. Never going to get old. Turn cherished pieces into keepsakes. I feel like this is a thing that's been happening forever and ever. Meaningful phrase from your wedding vows embroidered or needle pointed on the ring pillow. Stuff like that. I'm here for it. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Hang a series
of
photos.
It's been done.
People... We'll stop and look, but then they move on.
Yeah, sometimes they just forget about it.
Give the matchmaker special treatment.
So whoever...
I like this!
Whoever got you together, if there is a person...
I love this! If there's like a reasoning behind it. Like, we would have had one of our groomsmen, Chris. It's because of him that we met.
I've been a part of a lot of weddings where I was the matchmaker.
Yeah, but he wasn't... I wouldn't call him the matchmaker, but if he hadn't convinced Eric to go out to one more bar that night, Eric and I never would have met. So... We have to give him a little bit of credit.
That's cool. Sneak in references to your engagement.
I think this is great.
So your engagement can play a starring role in the decor. One bride included blueberries at each place setting because her husband proposed on a blueberry farm or
blueberry point.
Point, yeah.
I think that's cute. I like it.
Choose glassware that matches your theme.
You should be doing that anyways.
Yeah. You know, if it doesn't match your theme, then it's...
Then why is it there?
Doesn't match.
Yeah.
So pay tribute to special heirlooms. Wearing your grandmother's wedding dress is a special tribute to her.
Don't feel obligated, though.
No, but don't that is kind of cool. Or, you know, an engagement ring or garter made from your grandmother's wedding vow. I mean,
garters are going away, though.
They but, yeah.
No, let your personality shine through. I think this should be happening anyways. I've said this before, I think, but I'm a very firm believer in that a wedding is a celebration of the couple, but also them as individuals. So 100%. Bringing in their personalities is essential to a wedding.
It should be about you and who you are as
yes.
a person.
Yes. Inject some artsy flair. It's cool, but it's not for everybody. So like...
Is it part of your personality? Refer to the last one.
Right. Exactly.
Let your personality shine
this
through. If you're artsy,
sure.
This
the same way. Get creative with your centerpiece.
Oh, we're at number 70 now.
Ooh, look at us go.
Get creative with your centerpiece.
Yeah.
Kind of talked about that as well.
Yeah, I think it just has to like deal with like your personality and what works for you.
I like this. Serve carnival style
suites. I knew you were going to.
If you really want to think outside the box, the modern carnival suites are the way to go. For one wedding, Pineapple Production served maple bacon funnel cakes and strawberry chili cotton candy from a moving Ferris wheel. That's cool.
Again, this has to go with your theme. You can't just like throw it in, but I love this. This is so cool.
There are local companies that do cotton candy.
Oh, so many.
So cool.
Everybody's getting popcorn machines now.
Yep. Popcorn machines are easy too.
Oh, they're so
easy.
That's
an easy thing to do.
So easy. I really like this next one. Plan a home wedding. I think, so they say it perfectly. A wedding at home invites the perfect opportunity to incorporate your own furniture into the decor of the day. So like any antiques that you have, cabinets, pre-poured cocktails can offer more charm. But
it's just more personal. But a lot of times with home weddings, you may not have a home that's big enough to invite everyone.
I was going to say, it needs to be a more intimate affair unless you have kind of like a really big place to do this.
You got
to
have a big front yard
or backyard. Yeah, because we did a great home wedding for 100 and almost 150 people a couple months ago.
But it probably had a big flat area where you could do it.
We tented it. Yeah.
So let's get onto this. You were asked possibly to do a wedding at my neighbor's house. What ever ended up happening with that?
Was I really?
Wasn't that you?
I don't think so.
My neighbor next door?
Mm-mm.
Who was it?
I don't know. It wasn't me. How dare you? Who's your neighbor?
No, they wanted to have the wedding at the house next door. What? That wasn't you?
I don't think so.
So have you seen the house next door?
No.
It's nice, but their backyard is in... layers, like they have.
Unless they ended up booking somewhere else and like maybe they're with me.
I could have swore it was you.
I don't think.
What other wedding planners do I have on my radio show? And you met with them and you're like, there's no way.
I don't remember that.
Oh, well, they wanted to have their niece's wedding there, or she wanted to have it there. And even I was like, no way.
No.
First of all,
I would remember if I came over to your house.
You'll tear up your grass, and we spent so much. We say we, because my company, my other company, has put all this grass out there and taken care of it.
Yeah.
And it will get ruined. There's no place to park in this neighborhood, because they were going to have over 100
people. You have to provide transportation, all that.
No place to park.
Mm-hmm, which is what we've done.
In his front yard, they wanted to have the cocktail hour in his front yard. That just got good with grass.
Yeah.
Be completely ruined.
No.
And so I don't know whatever happened to it. Wasn't you?
Uh-uh.
No way.
I get a lot of inquiries, though, so maybe I just don't
know. We had a conversation about it.
No, we did not.
Who would it have been?
I don't know. Who are you cheating on me with?
I have no idea.
Celebrate your love of art, number 73. Again, if this is your personality, go for it.
Really? That wasn't you?
I don't think so.
That is weird.
74, hand out a tribute bouquet to someone special.
Which is cool. We talked about this.
Yeah, I had a bride do this recently, and I think it's beautiful. Toast the woman who has the greatest impact on your life, and then hand her your bouquet, typically your mother, your aunt, or somebody.
Or... In lieu of a bouquet toss,
yes.
You give it to a person in your life, or you give it to the lady and the couple who's been married the longest.
Yes, yes.
That's how you
do it. I love that. And then finally, number 75.
We made it.
Place envelopes at each setting. You just talked about this, how you had one of your weddings. They handwrote notes to everybody.
Yes.
I personally, it's a lot of work, but... Uh-huh. I think it would, like, as a guest, if I received a handwritten note from the couple just thanking me to be there, I think I would just be so honored and that's cool. Feel so welcomed.
You're not just a guest.
And appreciated that to me is the number one wow factor right there.
That is cool.
Yep.
Good way to end it. Let me finish the story of that wedding.
Okay, finish your story.
So they gave those handwritten letters. Well, we had talked and they're like, hey, halfway through, we want to do an award ceremony. I'm like, I usually hate stopping the wedding dancing to do something else because then you have to restart the wedding and it's not as easy. But I'm like, all right, let's just do it. Whatever you want to do, I'll make happen. Like, all right, two of our guests are going to MC it. And I'm like, I'm always weary about a different MC, but I'm like, if you trust them, I trust them.
Yeah.
So they came up with awards for best dress, different types of dress throughout the whole night.
Yeah.
And the couple were a married couple. They had practiced. They knew what they were going to do. Like, they prepared for this, which was great.
Yeah.
And we talked it over. They go, hey, if you can add music, that'd be great. I'm like, do you have anything in particular? They're like, no, we trust you. It was awesome because I was in my element and the zone. As soon as they started talking about what the award was, I'd get a song in my head. I'm like, this one would be perfect. Play it. And they're looking at me like, yeah, this is exactly what we were looking for. And it was a blast.
That's so cool.
And they gave all these awards out to these different guests. And then to kick off the party again, they had line dances prepared. Like they were not line dances that you would know. They had sent videos to all their guests and to learn. And
they're like, hey, learn these.
Yes, five different line dances to just random songs. That one of them was Shivers, I think, by Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And there was and every guest went out there and they did the line dance.
Because they knew it. Crap, yes.
I want to know this line dance. Like, it was so involved and fun that everybody got involved.
Now I want to do that.
It was one of the best weddings I'd ever been a part of to switch things up to where it wasn't the typical.
Yeah.
You know, and the whole wedding award show wouldn't work for every wedding.
No.
But, oh, here's the other thing they did. To start it before the wedding award show, we did the shoe game. So normally the shoe game, you put them back to back. But on this one,
they were front to front.
No, they were sitting in front of the guests, and the guests were on the dance floor, and there was an imaginary line between,
and
the
guests go back and forth?
Had to choose.
Oh, that's cute. I love that.
So it was like, who's the better kisser? And then people would go on his side.
And then like, one would like...
And I'd walk up and down like, why do you think he's the better kisser? And I'd ask the guests.
Yeah.
And they all got involved. And
then that's really
you go back
neat.
And forth. But that wouldn't work for a crowd of over 100 people.
No. And also it has to be the right kind of crowd of like who's willing to like get involved.
Every one of their guests that's got involved. That's really, really amazing. It was amazing. Awesome. At the end, I went up to him. I go, thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Yeah. Those are the best when you really just feel like part of the day.
Like this is something I'm going to take to other weddings and incorporate or try to. All right. That's it. We're done with the 75.
We're done. We're done. Woo! We made it.
We'll have a new topic next week.
We'll figure something else out.
If you have any questions, you know what to do at the I Do IQ podcast, topic ideas, guests. Interviews, whatever you want.
Brittany,
where can we find you?
Brittany Bloom Events and Design at B.BloomEND on all our social media.
Let's go. Appreciate you, girl. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening and make sure to subscribe and expect a new exciting episode each and every week. Please follow us on social as well at I Do IQ Podcast. If you have a guest recommendation or a topic you would like to hear discussed on the podcast, please let us know. The I Do IQ Podcast is recorded at the Civil Republic Production Studio in Bentonville, Arkansas and produced by me, Brock. For more information about Brock Entertainment, visit djbrockentertainment.com. Thank you again and we'll see you on the next episode.